Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Through 25 seasons, 4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast.
So before we begin today, I want to just say this to you, parents, that today's show is not appropriate for children. We're going to be talking explicitly here on The Oprah Show today about sex. So I'm giving you a moment to get the kids out of the room. Get them out. This is 1 hour no adult is going to want to miss, okay? All right, everybody. So you've been asking me to do a show on sex, all of your emails and letters to us, because you know that it's a vital part of living a full life. So we're going to go for it today. We think we figured out how to give specific information in a tasteful way, which is always my goal. And throughout the show, I'll be checking in with our home audience so that they can let us know if they think we are crossing the line. So, Christy and friends.
Hi, Oprah.
Oh, those are my San Diego moms. Hi, girls. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, God, you look so San Diego-like. Very nice. Very great. That's with fellow moms Kelly, Katie, and Cindy, okay? And Kareth is joining us from her apartment in New York City. New York City.
Hi. Hi.
And so you're with your friends, Lori, Carrie, and Veronica. Okay, I'm going to be touching base with you all. So you're all going to watch. And I had told our producers just to give you a little bell to ring if you thought we went over the line. But listen to this, though. Current research shows that more than half of men and women are unsatisfied with their sex lives. And 40 million people are in sexless marriages. That is 1 in 5 couples. So today, we're taking you behind the closed doors of sex therapy to see what's really going on in bedrooms across America. Dr. Laura Berman is a sex therapist. She's the founder of the acclaimed Berman Center for Sexual Health, where she teaches couples how to have happier, more fulfilling relationships by having better sex. So why are so many couples unsatisfied? 40 million, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Those are the ones we know.
You know what? I think it's because nobody learned anywhere. People are sort of fumbling in the dark, the blind leading the blind, and nobody knows how to talk about sex with each other. So it's partly lack of information, and it's partly lack of comfort. No one's really addressing the issues. They just kind of sweep it under the rug.
And isn't it true, though, that people think you shouldn't have to talk about it, that it's supposed to be a natural thing?
Right, which I think is one of the biggest myths that people have. It's almost, especially if you're in a long-term relationship, you're always going through ebbs and flows physically, socially, environmentally. You can't expect everything to be working perfectly all the time. You got to fine-tune things along the way. And I talk to women so often who think that the man's going to be her savior. If she just finds the right man, she'll have the sexual response she wants. And that's just not how it works.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
And so when couples come to you, they come and to the center, mm-hmm. and we just were saying to be happier and to lead better sex lives. So you literally lead them through it?
Right, a little sex therapy goes a long way.
Like you have a lot of bedrooms?
Well, no, I don't, okay, no.
No.
It's all talk therapy.
Oh, talk,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all talk.
Okay. Oh, I know, really, yeah. Honestly,
no,
I didn't know.
It's a great question, because a lot of people don't understand what sex therapy is. Basically, you have to be first and foremost a general couples therapist, because sex and relationship and emotional stuff all intertwines.
Okay.
So you're doing talk, relationship therapy, including sex therapy, which gets, it's all verbal, there's no action going on,
okay.
but it gets very explicit where I give education, information, guidance, homework assignments, where the couples go home and do their homework assignments.
Okay, everybody today, you're gonna get a homework assignment too, so it's gonna be really good. Okay, good homework coming up. Dr. Berman says a good sex life has real health benefits. Really.
Absolutely. If you have a good sex life, it makes you look 7 to 12 years younger. Your immune system is 33% stronger. You can have a 50% decrease in heart disease. You have less stress, less insomnia, and it's also a natural pain reliever. It's great, orgasms in particular, are great for relieving menstrual cramps and headaches.
But this is interesting, because my producers were telling me this yesterday, and I said, well, I think it would depend upon the kind of sex you're having.
Yes.
You just don't want to just be humped around the room somewhere.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, right. It would. So when you say having more
good sex.
Okay, you mean
having
a certain quality of sex,
more
right?
Good sex.
Right.
You're not going to be swinging from the chandeliers and having the, you know, hearing stars and stripes every time you have sex. But it has to be quality and quantity.
You could hear a little.
You can hear a little symphony.
A little symphony.
Yeah.
Okay, so isn't the response time, I'd read this recently, that it takes a man like 3 minutes to be aroused. And a woman, it takes at least 13 from start to finish.
If men, you know, are a microwave oven, women are a slow burning stove.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big difference. Men, on average, take 5 to 10 minutes to reach orgasm, and women, 15 to 20. So there's a big difference in the amount of time it takes to get aroused. One of the reasons is the physiology, and one of the reasons is the mind, that women, we evolved to be multitaskers. It's why we can do so many things at once and be so great at work and taking care of the kids and everything else. But it's very hard for us to quiet our minds and to really tune in and be present in a sexual situation.
Okay, so Tom and Deborah are with us, and they have been married for 19 years. They have 2 teenage children, and they bravely allowed cameras to follow them through their intimate sex therapy with Dr. Berman.
I wanted to just get a sense, first of all, of what kinds of challenges the two of you all see your relationship is having, what kind of key things brought you here.
I'm desiring more intimacy, more sex. The sex life has pretty much been reduced to zero. We kiss, we hug, but as far as just laying in the bed and being close to each other and maybe caressing, Debbie is hesitant to do that because I'm very easily aroused.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that will be the green light for go, you know, let's have sex.
I guess I didn't really realize that there hasn't been any for like years.
Any sex? You didn't realize or you didn't?
Because I'm kind of at the point where I could kind of live the rest of my life and not have it again.
Right.
That really hurts. It hurts to hear. I just adore Debbie, and I use lovemaking as a means of expression of that.
Do you feel like you have sensation in your genitals, tingling warmth, feelings of arousal. Has that always been the case, or is that over the past several years?
It hasn't always been the case.
Okay. I'm smelling hormones here. We gotta get your hormones checked. I mean, that's a given.
The blood flow test does involve using an external vibrator and watching an erotic video. All right, so I'm gonna cover that with a glove. So you'll wanna use that part right there. You can see the plate right through the glove. Mm-hmm. As best you can, generate some blood flow to your whole genital area and to your clitoris.
Okay.
And then I'll knock really hard before I come in. Did you climax or?
No.
No, okay. There's a strong possibility that you are maybe perimenopausal.
Okay. I feel completely drained. I feel like somebody plugged me into something and sucked all my blood out of me.
Oh my gosh.
You said that, what, after the session?
Yes.
After the session, you felt that way?
Yes, very much.
After the session, were you trying to have an orgasm?
Yes, that was the intention of it.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen, and I just felt physically drained by everything.
Really? Yeah, sounds hormonal, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a big piece of what's going on for her, but there are other things, too.
We just met Tom and Deborah, who, like 20% at least of Americans, say that they were living in a sexless marriage. Why weren't you enjoying sex?
I think, you know, with raising kids and working full time, and at the end of the night, I'm tired, and it was one more thing on my to-do list.
I know what was so interesting, I think, to us on the tape, and I could see the women in San Diego and New York and some people in the audience, when you were saying, yeah, you forgot even how long it had been since you'd had sex. I'm sure you hadn't, but you hadn't, but you'd forgotten how long, because after a while it gets to be so long, it doesn't even register anymore.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You just continue on your day, and for me, I was fine with that.
So what did Deborah's hormone testing reveal?
Well, she is in perimenopause, so what happens is women start to reach their 30s to 40s. They go through what's called perimenopause, usually in your late 30s into early 40s, where there's a drop in estrogen, which will cause dryness and thinning of the vaginal tissues, and a drop in testosterone, which will affect your libido, your interest in sex, as well as your sexual response. So in Deb's case, that was one of the pieces of the puzzle. And in her story is so common. I mean, that's the most common complaint I see in women is low libido. Like, a lot of women don't even know that stress, chronic stress, will not only make you not want to have sex, but chemically, it will negatively affect your testosterone levels, as will hormonal contraceptives.
But also, hormones are really sort of the key and secret to you feeling alive.
That's right.
That's right. And so what so many women don't understand, when you lose the hormone levels, you really do lose your zest for life.
That's right. And that's one of the symptoms of low testosterone, that general sense of well-being or joie de vivre, they call it.
Yes, lose your zest for life.
Yes, that will go down.
Yes. So why are sexual fantasies important?
Well, it's a key part of not only novelty and keeping things interesting in a long-term relationship, but it's part of what connects the two of you. It's part of the intimacy. It's part of the trust. And it's one of the things that I've found working with as many couples really can help to revitalize the sexual connection. It requires a tremendous amount of trust and safety to bring those things up.
Okay, so during therapy, Deborah revealed a secret sexual fantasy that Dr. Berman says nearly 60% of women share. So
let's hear what it is.
Any sexual fantasies or sexual dreams?
Being dominated.
Okay. And have you explored that with Tom at all in the past?
No.
Were they fantasies where someone was dominating you?
Yes.
Okay. Were you beaten or hurt or?
No, I was never beaten or hurt, but overpowered.
Okay.
I fantasize about Deb being with other men.
Okay.
I can't have her, so I'd like to see someone else having her. Mm-hmm. And I think she's a beautiful woman, so what could be better than watching a beautiful woman being pleased?
And you talked pretty specifically about what these fantasies are. Would it feel okay to kind of act some of them out in a sexual way?
Yes.
For you, yeah.
Oh, that was Deb. For you, okay.
For both of you, but I knew your answer. I'm curious about Deb.
I think maybe over time, I mean, that was
like something that's been internal inside of mm-hmm. me that no one has ever known. Mm-hmm. And because I'm kind of prudish, on the other hand, it's a, kind of about me trying to like knock down my inhibitions mm-hmm. and think more freely about things.
Well, you're going to the erotica shop today, and one thing that you may want to look at is some props, you know, some furry handcuffs or silk scarf or a blindfold. They even have, I think, bondage kits.
Restraints section.
Oh, God.
How do you feel about that?
A little scared.
A little scared. Why?
Surrender is not my strong suit.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Wow. Surrender is not your strong suit. Yeah. So, first of all, let me just say how brave you guys are
Absolutely.
For doing this on... Oh, wow. Whoa. Yeah, for saying things that I'm sure, at least, as we were saying earlier, 40 million people are going through at least. So, when you were able to say that out loud, did that feel freeing, or were you embarrassed, or...?
It felt freeing. It felt good. It felt good to finally let that out.
And their fantasies were actually pretty compatible. I mean, that's the cool thing, is that people are so scared to bring it up with their partners. And what they find is when they do, there's the partner is often very receptive. And a fantasy that you have doesn't mean that you necessarily want to act it out in real life at all. It can be just pretend role.
Because that's why it's called fantasy.
Right.
What I thought was very interesting when you said, when either you said or you said about being dominated, mm-hmm. altogether, every woman in New York sitting on... Kara, is Kareth, right? Kareth, you all nodded at the yeah. same time. I don't know.
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with being a very strong woman and in every area of your life. You know, we all have very strong careers. We have to be these powerful beings. And so you want to be able to, like she said, you know, be uninhibited. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that being dominated might be a way to be able to do that with by being forced as opposed to you letting yourself go.
Yeah, yeah. and not yeah. just to not be in charge for once. Mm-hmm.
Not being in charge for
that
once.
That is so important, and that's why so many women fantasize it. A, they like the idea of being so gorgeous and seductive that he just can't stand it. And B, they like the idea of letting go and giving him complete control, because A, she doesn't have to feel guilty then. She can totally give up the control. She's so busy. Women are so crazy busy and stressed. It's a time that she can just totally give up.
Well, I heard that that's why romance novels are so popular.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, because that's a theme in almost every romance novel. You'll see that.
A being dominated.
A being taken, you know.
Taken.
You can't do anything about it. It's beyond your control.
Yes. Now, you did say, you do say that when you're sharing fantasies, that there are some off-limit things.
Right, ground yeah. rules.
Ground rules.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first is that you want to create a safety zone, a fantasy zone, where you both agree that, you know, and it's fine, it's safe, you're not going to judge each other. This is the fantasy realm. It doesn't necessarily mean you want to act all of this out. And you can't open your partner up that way and then say, ew, gross, and judge them afterwards. You have to really be receptive.
Well, you think I'm going there.
Yeah, right. and you know, yeah. you also, and that's the other point, is that you definitely, if there's something, you know, if you're not into being spanked or there's no way you're having sex in a public place, you know, you need to say that, and that's fair game. You can talk about what your limitations are or what your willingness is, but without judgment.
Yeah.
And the other piece is that the one recommendation I make about when you're going to share fantasies is that if it's about a friend or a neighbor or your sister or brother-in-law, better not to share those, okay? Those are ones, because you're not going to act them out, and you're going to probably
Start something.
Start something. Yeah.
Dr. Berman says many busy multitasking women are not getting what they really want in the bedroom. They are not.
That's right. And, you know, this is what, and we saw this with Tom and Deb, is that when you have so much on your plate, you know, we get, when we're really stressed, we get really controlling because we're the only ones that can do everything right. And then what starts to happen is we infantilize our man and we start telling him what to do and ordering him around.
Infantilize.
You know, making him like a child. Yes. Yeah, make him like a child. And demasculinize him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens is because that makes us feel safer, that makes us feel more in control, we're ordering him around, telling him what to do, and controlling everything in the household. And then we all of a sudden wonder why we're no longer attracted to him. But it's hard to be attracted to a man that you don't see as powerful and competent and equal to you. If you see him like a child, you're not going to be attracted to him.
Yeah.
So
and
this
men
is the
hate being treated like
they
children.
They hate it, and they're resentful of it, and you end up with, you know, he'll slowly give in, but grumbling and harumphing along the way. And it does a number on your relationship, and it does a number on your sex life, because he's resentful, and you're grossed out with the monster you've
and
created.
And treating like a child, what does that mean? In what way?
Well, you know, in Deb and Tom's case, she basically, you know, in her own words, wore the pants. She was in control of everything, including him.
So to help Deborah surrender and give up control, Dr. Berman assigned some homework.
One of the things I was thinking about is something that I call a surrender date. And the reason it's called that is because you're going to surrender. And that means that you, Tom, would make all the decisions, all the arrangements. You'd choose.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
You'd choose what she wore. You'd choose wow. where you went.
You're afraid, aren't you?
You'd choose what you did. And part of your role as the decision maker, you are taking responsibility for both of your needs. So you've got to put your trust in him that he's going to be looking out for you, but you've also got to give him the control.
What to put you in for tonight's date? I think I have just the thing.
Hey.
I think we have something nice here. Yeah.
I like that.
I think I like that too.
Bad you had guy. Me scared.
I'll bet I did.
So you're not gonna tell me where we're going?
No.
Okay, but how are you gonna get there without my navigating you there?
I have a pretty good idea of where we're going.
Okay. I hope so. And you locked up and everything?
Surrendered it.
Okay. So are you gonna pick something that I like to eat, I hope?
Okay.
This is hard for me. As long as the food is good.
Outstanding.
See, you need to tell me where you're going because you don't know where you're going. This is the long way, though. Okay, all right, I'll stop.
Surrender.
I can't help it.
Surrender, we've got nothing but time.
No, we don't, I'm hungry. Going here?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to come here.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. That's where we're going.
Cool.
I love what you're wearing. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You really do love me, don't you?
Yes.
That's so sweet. Yeah. And you didn't even pick anything particularly overtly sexy. I mean, a turtleneck, cowl neck. Jeez.
I wanted her to be comfortable. And I think she looks good in everything she puts on.
So. Wow, nice. Was that really hard for you? I know the cameras
very
are.
Very hard.
Very hard.
Very hard,
yeah.
I'm.
So are you usually the one deciding where you're gonna go and what you're gonna eat?
Yes, and how to get there.
And how to get there.
Making sure he has money in his wallet.
Yeah.
And she learned, you know, he did a great job. When she gave up the control, he rose to the occasion. And I think that's a lesson. Just, you know, even if it's just for one night or one afternoon, give the guy some control. Let him make some decisions. And when he rises to the occasion, you'll see how it really positively affects your perception of him, not to mention his own relationship satisfaction.
The morning after Tom and Deborah's surrender date, they met with Dr. Berman to give her a full report of what happened when they got home. Take a look.
So what did you do?
Well, we played with the vibrator.
And how was that?
I would call it successful.
How would you call it?
Successful.
What was successful?
For one, I was very happy that I was able to get aroused. That felt great. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I used the vibrator. Mm-hmm. And I actually climaxed.
Okay, go Deb. Now, did you do the vibrator on yourself? Did you use it on Deb? How did that work?
I used it on myself, and he watched.
Okay.
And he caressed me as I was using it. It felt great, and it was kind of overwhelming. I guess, too, I was kind of, like, surprised that, like, stuff worked down there. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't kind of thought it was dead down there. Mm-hmm. So I was a little overwhelmed by that, and then just that whole sensation, it was just like, wow.
It was a powerful orgasm?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a part of you that was asleep and woke up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you...
Like, woo-woo. I made a really good choice. And I think, too, just being, like, not informed about the clitoris. It's just, mm-hmm. you think you're going to get that orgasm, that climax from intercourse, And when you don't, you think, okay, well, what's the problem? And you don't, at least I didn't really know that there was really another place that could be stimulated to the point where you could reach orgasm.
Priceless.
Yeah, that's
priceless.
That's the key spot.
Wow. Okay. So, but aren't most orgasms clitoral?
Yes, yeah. But that's the thing, is that most women don't even know where everything is, much less men. It's not at all. I mean, Deb's story is so common that women don't realize that they have a clitoris, much less that it has more nerves than any other part of your body.
Well, you knew you had one, you just didn't...
Yes, but I didn't know, like, where it was.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's... Yeah, well, it's interesting, yeah. It's okay that we use the C word on TV, right?
Clitoris?
Clitoris,
yes.
Yeah.
Clitoris. It's a very important word.
Very important word. Yes. Dr. Berman says, many women don't know there are three kinds of female orgasm.
Right.
What are they?
Well, there's clitoral, vaginal, and blended. So the clitoral, which we were talking about, which Deb had, is the most commonly achieved. It's the easiest to achieve. It's not so easy to achieve during intercourse. It depends on your position. But basically, when the clitoris is stimulated, you'll have contractions that feel very pleasurable. That's an orgasm.
Yeah.
A vaginal orgasm is usually through G-spot stimulation, which is internal inside the vagina.
Yeah.
And women who have both kinds of orgasms will say that vaginal orgasms will feel more intense because you're having uterine and pelvic floor contractions. And a blended orgasm is a combination of both, clitoral and vaginal.
So, like Deborah, Dr. Berman says the vast majority of women have never looked down there. So now we're going to do it on TV. All right, San Diego, New York, stay with us here.
We want to see you on TV.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Ready. Okay, so here we are.
There we are. This is the external anatomy, okay? So this is a woman front on, her legs go up that way. So you see...
Where are her legs? Those are her legs.
These are her legs. Okay, this is her anus. That's her vaginal opening and her urethra. So women have three openings. Urethral opening, where the urine comes out, vaginal opening, and anus.
Yes. Isn't it true, my producer said this, that a lot of women think that their urine comes out of...
Of their vagina.
It
comes out of a separate hole. Now... Just so you know, I know.
The lady up there
is
like, oh, Lord, why didn't I get the kitchen show? But everybody knew that, right? Okay, well, if you didn't, it's okay.
It is. It's all okay. That's why we're here. All right, now the clitoris is actually right there. You see where it says the clitoral head?
Would it be better if you stood up? Are you okay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I just don't want to block it.
Maybe you need a pointer.
Yeah, pointer.
You need a clitoral pointer.
I would love a clitoral pointer.
Okay, so...
So here's everything. First of all, let me just say, because you like to call it a vajayjay, which is very cute, but this whole thing is called a vulva. It's not called a vagina. The vagina is what's internal, inside there. So when you're calling this a vagina, you're reducing a woman's whole genitals to that internal canal.
Right.
Okay, so this is
vagina
the vulva.
Vagina is in, vulva's out.
Yes, vulva's
around.
Yes, the whole thing. Okay, so This is the clitoris right
but
here.
But don't you think vajayjay sounds better
vajayjay
than Bob?
Vajayjay is very cute. However,
what?
I encourage people to use the real terms because okay. It helps them get comfortable with it. I know you're comfortable with your genitals, and vajayjay is an affectionate term you use.
Yes.
But a lot of people use vajayjay because they're too uncomfortable to actually say vulva or clitoris or vagina.
Or vagina, okay.
So this is the clitoris. This is a part of the clitoris that is external. The clitoris is actually 10 to 12 centimeters in length. It branches out internally and reaches almost to the pubic bone in a woman's body. But this area has more nerve endings than any other part of the body and more nerve endings than in a man's entire penis. So it's a key part of a woman's sexual anatomy. Now here, you're gonna see—
Say that again, more nerve endings.
In this clitoris than in a man's entire penis.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's a very important hot spot in a woman's anatomy.
Okay.
These are the labia, which aren't labeled here, or the vaginal lips. And they, by the way, they don't look like the airbrush pictures that women see in the men's magazines. Those, you know, they come in all different shapes and sizes and colors, and so they're all different, all right?
Okay.
Now, this is the urethral opening, as I said before. This is the vaginal opening.
Where your pee.
Where your pee comes out, right here. And all of this, this internal, the inner labia here, this is the external labia, or the labia majora. This is called the labia minora. But all of this in here is very rich in nerve endings. So this is all key areas. This is the vagina or the vaginal opening, and this is the anus. And this area between the vagina and anus is called the perineum, which for many women is rich in nerve endings as well.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
All right,
are we okay, San Diego, or did we go too far here?
No.
Good information for everybody.
I wanted to say one thing is that I think that we often think of this as giving more, giving, giving, giving. And if we could turn it around and remember that it is receiving, that if we could just receive pleasure, that I think our relationships will be healthier instead of always thinking of it as a something that we are giving.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Exactly. I see you shaking your head there, Veronica. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I love the fact that her book is about real women because I feel like we're so forced to feel pressure to look like porn stars and act like porn stars. It's like, I'm not a porn star, but I am a woman who can have a really good time.
We'll take the combo here.
We'll take the combo.
Yeah, they'll take the blend. Stick with me. I'll show you how.
Okay. Because obviously the combo is better than vaginal or clitoris.
Listen, an orgasm is an orgasm is an orgasm. It doesn't matter ultimately, but blended is, you know, a holy grail, a nice thing to go for.
Really? And does blended last longer than?
Well, it's more intense. I mean, orgasms change. A woman who's very orgasmic will have a little blip one day and a boom the next. It depends on her pelvic floor strength. It depends on her mood. It depends on how connected she feels. It depends on the stimulation she's getting.
Uh-huh.
So it really varies.
And are men's basically the same all the time?
No, men say that theirs vary. They're much more easily orgasmic than women, but they'll say that the intensity varies for them as well.
Okay. So where was the G-spot in all of this?
We're going to show you in the internal anatomy. So here's, remember I was talking about how this is a little external part of the clitoris. Remember I was talking about it goes all the way back there. You see that?
Yeah.
And this is the vaginal opening. And this is the anus right here.
Yeah.
Now this is the G-spot. So I'm gonna show you, just for lack of any other way, if a woman is lying on her back, by the way, I'm gonna be graphic, but I gotta tell you how to find it. Women, you should find it on your own first, or else he may never be able to find it. The G-spot, if you were to feel inside your vagina, and this is where women get squeamish, and if you want him to be inside your vagina, you gotta be comfortable with your vagina too. The tissue of the G-spot actually feels a little bit different than the rest of the vaginal tissue. Some women say it feels almost like the tip of their nose. And if a woman's lying in her on her back, inserts two fingers into the vagina on the belly button side of the vagina and kind of moves her fingers like this, she'll feel the G-spot. When you're stimulating the G-spot, you'll have the sensation that you have to urinate because of the G-spot's proximity to the urethra. That'll pass, assuming you've already gone to the bathroom recently and don't really have to urinate. But that's a sign that you're in the right spot. And so if you continue that stimulation, women will find a G-spot orgasm. So you could use a vibrator or your fingers or whatever, but it's on the belly button side about a third of the way in.
Thank you, Dr.
Now, I just want to mention one more thing that's really important for sexual response and orgasms, and that's the pelvic floor. Because what an orgasm is intense contraction and release of muscle tension. So the stronger those muscles are, those pelvic floor muscles contract during sex, and they also provide more friction against the G-spot if you use them during sex. So those are the muscles that you squeeze to stop the flow of urine. That's how you identify them. Those are the Kegels. Uh-huh. But it's not only the Kegels, it's the transverse abdominals, those deep abdominal muscles that surround the whole torso that you use during Pilates or yoga.
But doesn't something happen to your Kegels when you have a child?
When you have a baby vaginally, it's like pushing a bowling ball through your pelvic floor. So it can cause relaxing of the pelvic floor, loosening, and the more children you have, and also just with age, things get looser because those muscles are holding everything up for so long.
Those muscles.
These muscles right here. So you have to strengthen them using those core muscle exercises and Kegels. And if you have really strong Kegel muscle control, you should be able to squeeze your vagina like this, squeeze in and up, in and back. And if you're really in control, side to side. Everyone try it right now. See if you can do it. Can you do it?
Okay. So if you want to go home and improve your sex life tonight, you should start with kissing, right?
Kissing is so important and goes by the wayside so quickly. Remember that in the beginning of a relationship, you can't stop making out with one another? And women in particular love that. It's such a key part of their erotic template, you know, what turns them on. And so I give couples the assignment often to do what's called like a kissing game, where he kisses you the way he really loves to be kissed. And then you kiss him the way you really love to be kissed. And you go back and forth that way for a while, practicing kissing.
Well, how should you start it tonight? Like you say,
with a 10-second kiss every day. You know, we get so used to a quick peck when you come in and out the door. Start giving your partner a 10-second kiss at least once a day. You'll be surprised at what a difference it makes and how long it feels compared to what you normally do. And then if that feels good, you can say, hey, honey, you want to play a game? I saw the Oprah show today. And they were saying that this is really good for... Now, you want to make it just kissing for kissing's sake, because the only time that women get kissed in a long-term relationship is when it's a prelude to sex. So you want to make it not about sex, but just about kissing. And what the guys will find is that then she's ready to get busy. When he's not putting the pressure on and he's just about sensuality and loving her and connecting with her and kissing her, then she often will get turned on as a result.
Okay, start with 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Okay, and women love kissing.
Yeah.
And men used to love kissing, didn't
they? Yeah, they love it like crazy when they know how much she loves it. You know, they want to be our knights in shining armor sexually. You just got to tell them what to do.
Okay, and then what's our big homework assignment?
Your biggest homework assignment is to take a handheld mirror and women to look at your vulvas. You saw the diagram. Look at it, identify the parts. Find where your clitoris is, your labia, all right?
But what do we want to do that for?
Because you have to know, unless you have to take your pleasure into your own hands if you want to get pleasure from your sex life. You have to know how your body
works. What if you already know where it is and what everything is?
Things change, you know, with age, with hormones.
Oh, Lord.
You got to see what's happening. If you're not comfortable with your vulva, you can't expect him to be.
Okay.
Love your vulva.
Okay, love your vulva. And how's it sound, San Diego? Hello? Yeah? Hi, Katie?
I like the first homework assignment, but the second one would be a little tough.
A little tough.
Well, see, now that's the thing. Why is it so tough? If you can't love your vulva and feel comfortable with it, how do you expect him to?
Kareth, what do you say?
Well, we're disagreeing with San Diego here. We think that you should be able to know yourself so someone else can get to know you. Yeah. Find your own G-spot so you can direct somebody else.
That's right.
And we wondered if there were any positions like that could help
like,
you find
where
that
do you
better.
Put your foot? Above the toilet?
Do you have a G-spot position system?
Go New York! Thank you, New York. San Diego, thanks so much. Guys, we thank you so much for sharing your story with us. So brave, so brave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Berman, thank you. Bye, everybody.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.